What about cardiac toxicity?
Well, that is one of the absolute key features of this trial. The entry criteria, just to remind everyone that's listening, included the fact that all the chemo, surgery, radiation was completed before the start of the Herceptin. The randomization took place with the Herceptin starting either 6 weeks after completion of the radiation or surgery, or after 7 weeks from the last cycle of chemotherapy, from day one of the last cycle of chemotherapy. So this is a very clear separation. And what this resulted in was a difference in grade 3-4 cardiac toxicity of 0.5% versus 0%. Now, we have to remember the denominator here is almost 1,700 patients. So in hard numbers, this was 9 versus 0 grade 3-4 CHFs. So in contrast, if I remember the intergroup data, it was 30-something versus, I think, 4 in the intergroup. So there was considerably less cardiac toxicity if you're looking at cross-trial data. Now, you do have to remember that the intergroup had a median follow-up of 2 years. Here is 1 year. And there are differences, of course. The LVEF cutoff criteria in the HERO was 55% as opposed to 50% in the intergroup. Having said that, at least looking at the HERO data per se, this was a very low risk of cardiac toxicity. And this, in some ways, is driving the way that we treat our patients at this moment.
Which is how?
So for our younger, fit patients, we use the current intergroup NSABP method. So we use the AC going into TH exactly the way that NSABP B31 did. What the NSABP and intergroup trial showed was that in the older patients, or those who started post-AC with an LVEF in the 50 to 54 region, those patients really did not do as well. Those patients were at much higher risk of the cardiac toxicity. So what that is driving us to do, Dr. Love, is in the older patients or in the ones that have a lower LVEF, we tend automatically to use the HERA kind of regimen. So basically, for the fit, it's B31. For the less fit, we follow the HERA design.